Indecisive, sitting on the fence, means hesitation, inability to decide, or a tendency to change our mind frequently. Back and forth, back and forth. The phases of spirit, zeal is the first one, to be very decisive, to make a decision. It can be very helpful to help us make a decision, and then some assurance to dissolve any doubts regarding making this decision. Some steadfastness to, once we've made this decision, to stick with it. And dedication to, again, similar line of thought, to dedicate our mind, our thoughts, to whatever it is that we're deciding on. And some might, to be strengthened overall, to have the guts or determination to make a decision and hang in there. Some boldness to be able to take that step forward to make this decision and not hang back and be afraid of making this decision. Joshua 24:15.
Choose you this day whom ye will serve.
So we need to make a decision. Indecisive spirit doesn't want us to make a decision. It wants us to think we can sit on the fence and not make a decision, which in reality is making a decision then. 1 Kings 18:21.
How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him.
So it's time to get off the fence and make a decision, for God or for evil. Matthew 6:24.
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon.
So again, time to make a decision, for God or for carnality, evil spirit. John 2:17.
The zeal, determination to do God's will, of thine house hath eaten me up.
So Jesus had this zeal of God, which was the determination to go after God, do whatever God willed for him, and that's what kept sin, or kept the me, from growing inside of his mind, the old man self. And that's the same thing that we need in order to grow in God and crucify an old man, is more zeal or determination to do God's will. Deuteronomy 30:19.
I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
So God sets before us these things. He, not that he wants us to have death, but it's there, and he says, here's the options. Now what will you choose? So he wants us to choose the life, or choose the good. Isaiah 7:15.
Refuse the evil and choose the good.
Joel 3:14.
Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision.
So here it shows this valley of decision, not a natural place, but spiritually a place where God presents us with something of him, and it's time to make a decision. It's time to move on with God or choose evil. Decision time. Revelation 3:15, 16, and 19.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
So here it shows this indecisive spirit, or sitting on the fence, and it shows how God feels about it, that he does not want us to be cold. He wants us to be one or the other. Make a decision. Get off the fence. He doesn't want us to be in a situation of not making a choice, but make a choice, whatever it is. He hopes it'll be the good one. And in order for it to be, we're going to have to be zealous, which is one of the phases of spirit that we had in this list. John 5:30.
I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me.